Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
I had the same sentiment this year.
Yes.
On Christmas morning that I had last year. And I think what I'm asking for here is some advice from parents that have children that are like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years old. My foundation is really kind of, it's not, it really isn't very strong as far as parenting goes, because I was raised in such a jacked up, unhealthy environment that I'm always a little bit timid on parenting and making judgments when it comes to family, because I was just raised up in such a bad family environment that I don't know what's right sometimes and what's wrong. But here's what I do know over the last 2 years, and I don't know if I'm just being too hard or not, is that, you know, you wake up on Christmas morning, and initially Christmas morning is awesome because Santa came the night before. There is snow still on the carpet from when Santa dropped off the presents. There are all these new presents. The carrots have been eaten by the reindeer, and they're all over our living room. The cookies have been half eaten by Santa. That's exciting for my son Hollis and Hayden, too. The milk has been chugged down. Santa did his job. So it's really exciting.
It's magic.
There is nothing better than waking up on Christmas morning with a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old when Santa has been there and seeing their excitement and videoing it. There's that part of Christmas is fantastic. Here's the same problem this year I had last year, man, is like the ripping open of the Christmas presents, the I don't care about the cards that come along with the presents. It's spending 6 seconds with one present and not even appreciating it until you get to the next one. And then the words I want or what's next or I wanted this in a different color. I just sat there again and I'm trying to be like, I'm not trying to be the Grinch here, but I guess I'm looking for some appreciation of what the morning was supposed to be about and not just the superficial ripping through everything. And I didn't get it again this year. And I'm wondering if I'm being too hard, if my expectation is set just too high. He's 7 years old is who I'm talking about, is Hayden. There just doesn't seem to be like any real appreciation for the thing. Like he don't realize that there were a whole bunch of families again this year that had like one present or zero presents. And this is partly my fault and partly my wife's fault that I'm nervous that we're raising spoiled kids. And again, I don't know. I'm not really sure where I'm going with this whole thing, except to say I just felt empty about it again. Like, I'm excited that he's excited by what he's getting, but there just doesn't seem to be any appreciation of what the day is all about. I don't know that we said the word Jesus 3 times on Christmas morning. 2 times on Christmas morning.
I was just wondering, is there a way to stop along the way and correct him on some of those things? Like, oh, I didn't want it in this color. And to be able to stop and say something like, well, Hayden, somebody got it for you in this color, and, like, you should appreciate that. Like, is there a way to sort of coach it along the way? Or you don't feel like, because you didn't grow up where there were big Christmases and that kind of thing, like, you don't feel like you can interject there?
See, this is where I'm totally on a foundation of I don't know.
Because I feel like, I mean, certainly it was a long time ago when I was a kid doing all that stuff, but I would feel like my parents would have, like, interrupted and corrected me on that and stopped mm-hmm. me sort of in my tracks there. And I think that's okay for you to do, even though it's a big joyous momentous occasion. There's still learning moments, I think, throughout that. But I mean, you may have to ask other parents, because I'm sure other parents feel the same way as you do. And you don't want to sort of like crush their excitement and their spirit on the day by disciplining them. But I think there's right. an opportunity for learning in any sort of moment and any sort of celebrating. And it's not about telling your kid that he's a bad kid. It's just directing, you know, and redirecting where he's taken that. It's like, hey, wait, let's stop and think about this for a second. This is a really great blue, whatever it is, iPod, rather than a green iPod. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, you can appreciate it for what it is. And, you know, maybe blue's better than what you originally, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a coaching moment in there somewhere.
And I guess I felt like, look, this is a no Grinch zone right here. Let them do what they're going to do. And I didn't have any interaction with them as far as that stuff goes. I didn't use it as that moment. But again, I'm so unsure because I wasn't raised in a family that parented properly that I'm not sure. But what I do know is I was raised in a family with a father that was really hard on his children. So I'm always a little bit sensitive about being too hard. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the answer is to it. Hey, Rachel, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Well, I feel that you need to be harder. I had the same situation. I have a stepdaughter who is very ungrateful for anything that she gets. And then I have my son who, on his birthday, gave away his new birthday toys to a less fortunate child.
Wow.
And the reason is because we are so hard on him, and we have these strict morals that we teach him that you have to teach in a daily life to where they can understand that what they're getting, they need to be grateful for. And if they aren't, then you take it away from them. And they don't get anything at all.
Do you teach that lesson on Christmas morning?
Well, because we have done it through the year, yeah. He's 5 now. He just turned 5 in November. And because we've taught him this through the years, on Christmas morning, he was grateful for the little things that he did get.
Yeah, and this and is maybe where I'm going it, wrong throughout the
maybe
year.
Maybe it's wording it like as a we thing. Maybe it's like, we don't say those things when we get gifts. What we say is... fill in the blank here, mm-hmm. you know, like giving them like another, this is not what we do when we get a gift, you know, and we take a moment and we appreciate it and we thank the person that gave it to us and we enjoy it for a minute. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's a way you can set the tone for that.
Is it just me or was it the fact that the stepdaughter was the ungrateful one in the,
of course,
I caught that. I mean, I see what you're hearing. I see what you're saying, Jim, but I think she just was trying to say my kid's better than that kid. Anyway.
I don't think she liked the step kid.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah.
Her son was an angel.
Of course. Gave away to the less fortunate.
Hey, Jenna, good morning. You're on Q100.
Well, first, I just want to say I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
And I agree with what Jen said a little bit as far as, you know, you do need to teach it, and I like the whole idea of saying we, but I think it needs to be taught before Christmas, when Santa comes or when you get gifts from other people, you need to appreciate it. You know, I think that's great, but we were all kids at one time. And I think that it's an age thing. With age, they will become more appreciative. My sister is a lot younger than I am. She's 7 years younger than I am. And we grew up with the same thing, thinking, oh, gosh, she's so spoiled. She's always complaining, wrong color, wrong gift. I wanted that one and not this one, or why didn't I get them both? And, you know, I think it's an age thing. It's that, you know, everybody at that age is going to, oh, this is, you know, they get excited, but they want it another color. They want something else. And then we all know that, you know, 2 days later, they love what you gave them anyway.
And at what age do you start teaching the thank you and appreciation? Because, I mean, they get sort of a pass the first 3 years for sure. Is it at 4 years you start teaching thank you and stopping and watching everybody else open up their presents? Is that 5? Is it 6, 7 to me?
I
failed. It's just too late at this point.
Well, I don't really think there's an age on. I think that, you know, I have an 8-month-old now, and I think that we'll, you know, watching how my sister was and how you're saying your kids are and everything, I think that you always teach thank you, you're welcome, you know, yes, please, those kind of things. But just like Jen was saying, if you teach ahead of time, when you know, even before a birthday, before Christmas, before any kind of a gift thing, you know, we need to be thankful and grateful for everything that we get and you know, if somebody gets you something, we need to appreciate it. And if you teach it ahead of time and just consistent, you know, consistently teaching them to be grateful for things, then stopping them on Christmas and saying, like the last caller said, I'm going to take all this away from you because you're not appreciative, I don't think they're at an age to really understand that they're being like that.
Like, I feel like he almost needs like some shock treatment. Like, what? He understands the concept that there are others that don't have what he has on Christmas morning, but he's never seen it.
What about a service project then? Take him to a shelter, do something on Christmas Day, like feed the homeless. One gift that he gets for Christmas, have him donate one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can see how important it is.
Hey, Leslie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Great. I was calling to comment because it's funny. I'm actually experiencing the same thing with my younger brother, and my mom and I got into a really heated debate over it this past Christmas because, you know, I told her in Christmases, like in the past, she, you know, doesn't seem to really, you know, like stop him when he does that. I explained to her, I was like, you know, it really feels terrible when, you know, it's even my gift. It's not just the gift that Santa brings. It's my gift that I really feel terrible that my husband and I, we go and, you know, spend all this money on these lavish gifts. And, you know, I'm sitting there trying to tell her, like, Mom, you know, can you talk to him this year and just kind of tell him, you know, you need to kind of stop at each gift and, you know, make sure that you make a comment about it or, oh, cool, you know, this is really nice or, you know, I'm really excited to play with this one. So this year what we decided to do is we decided to just give fewer gifts. Like, we gave, like, maybe three. And my mom did have a conversation with him and just kind of said, you know, it really is hurtful when you, you know, don't, I guess, savor the magic of each gift.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like now he's 11, so he kind of is able to understand. But I remember probably for the past 3 or 4 years in a row, my mom and I have been really at it. You know, I explained to her how I felt, and she kind of relayed that to my brother.
But yeah, I mean, it is true, Bert, like you said, you know, they don't know appreciation because appreciation comes from seeing a contrast or something. But one thing I picked up on that we kind of breezed over. So do they all open gifts at the same time?
No, we're sitting around in a circle and it's Hayden's turn. Then it's Hollis's turn. Yeah.
Okay.
But forget about it, man. I mean, they've got their hands in their own thing when mom's opening up her presents, they already got their hands in their own.
Well,
it's just like this big.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't go away because my mother does that. My mother does that. You got to control it.
Awesome.
Because Millie Pete, and I'm calling her out, Millie Pete in Nashville, Tennessee, I mean, is already breaking the seal on the tape on the side of her box when there's two other people before her who's got to open a gift before her.
Nobody's even paying attention.
Now that she's 80, she can, oh, senility, you know, like, oh, I'm senile, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, you've known what you've done all my life.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.